I may have to read some of tonight, and I can't be too certain that I can read my writing. So, it may be a little odd. My outline for tonight was written early last week and began with, do you have any idea what we accomplished last week by keeping the discussion focused only on fundamental matters instead of talking endlessly about living without knowing what you are living, or living whether that is what you truly desire to be and live eternally? Then, after talking to several people last week, I can honestly declare you probably have no idea what I was talking about. Does anybody want to dispute that?
Nope.
Is there anybody out there?
Yeah. Well, I'm curious. Okay, so I guess I thought that what we were talking about was a foundation of the universe that it's not something I do, it's something I understand and base everything upon. Which in a sense is really the only thing that counts for how I'm living my life, or...
Well, I thought we were talking about a foundation for you, not in the universe, not necessarily a foundation for the universe.
Okay, good distinction, yeah. That's...
Well, what does all of that mean?
I guess I don't know how to answer that question. What does it mean?
Have you ever read a book? Any book? I'm getting an echo, so somebody's got... Have you ever read a book about this kind of subject? Philosophy, religion, whatever. That did not talk only about how you should live your life, or about living your life.
No. Most of them, that's all it has talked about, and I think that there's a set of assumptions that's a given for everybody to understand the universe in a certain way, so they don't really go back and talk about it.
Would you expound on that?
Well, what I'm saying is almost no one ever, in any book I've ever read or anything I've ever seen, no one ever stops to really talk about the foundation or the fundamentals of what universe or how the universe is working that we're even talking about. It just jumps right into acts and facts and things without, I guess, assuming that everybody knows the universe already.
Can I interrupt you a minute? Andrew?
Yes.
I think you said fundamentals of the universe, and I said, I thought about, we were talking about the fundamentals of you, and you said, oh, good catch. Now, you're just going back to the fundamentals of the universe again.
Yeah.
So you didn't mean good catch. You didn't understand that. Is there not a fundamental, if you can talk about the fundamentals of the universe, can't you talk about the fundamentals of you that maybe precede your living your life?
You know, now that we're getting into this, I have so never seen or heard or even thought about that before. that I didn't really catch it in this conversation. I always go right to the universe I'm living in. I never thought about the foundation of me.
Why not? That's the whole basis of everything. The fundamentals of the universe, or the foundation of the universe, don't really concern you. And as I said, how you're living your life doesn't concern me. I'm only interested in the foundation of you, or the foundation of the self and life you're living.
I guess I were realizing this. It's a whole different thing than I've ever thought of.
Honestly, well, don't
get. I am. What I'm saying is. Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, with apologies to Einstein, do you see that all things are not related? They are not interconnected. And they are not mutually dependent. And the old concept of no man is an island is truly false. Do you understand that?
I do not understand that.
Well, why don't you understand that? I made a statement. And you obviously can understand my statement. The question is, if you don't agree with me, then speak up. And I'm getting feedback.
I guess my understanding has been following Einstein that everything exists relative to everything else. I guess in a way that thing is affected by everything else.
Okay, but I'm saying then that that's not true.
Exactly, right. So that's what you're saying.
Certainly somebody can wade in on this. I guess not.
I guess not.
Well, then, with apologies to the Dalai Lama, dependent origination is untrue.
Can you tell me what that term means?
Well,
he does.
Dependent origination means, in a sense, as I'm assuming, because he doesn't really define it in that regard, is that everything is dependent on everything else. And I say that's untrue.
My question is, does anything affect anything else?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
But in a sense, let me change that, in a sense. Everything accommodates everything else. There is no dependent relationship. There's no interconnection, but as the universe only reacts, then in that, all things only accommodate. And that accommodation in that regard does not mean that they are dependent or that they are relative and that everything has to act, etc. It doesn't mean anything. Accommodation can mean that as everything accommodates me, that allows me to be an individual person. What dependency, or like the Dalai Lama, or relative means, I can't know or understand me unless I know everything in the universe that each action affects. And if each action is only accommodated, then I can know me as an individual, as not interrelated at all. How it accommodates me is of no, necessarily, no concern beyond, let's say, the first accommodation. Because everything after the first accommodation is really only accommodating, 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 accommodating. And that's of no concern to me. Does that make any sense?
Possibly, yeah. I gotta think about it some more, but, interesting. Well, why beyond the first accommodation? What does that mean?
Because the second accommodation, like the second reaction, is only reacting to the reaction that accommodated me.
Oh.
So that's of no concern to me. But if everything is dependent or relative in life, then this is why it is said that you can't really know or understand these things in your life because it gets too complex. You can't follow it out. You want to know the truth of your action or an action, then the reaction and the other reactions and, or dependencies or interconnectedness affects everything and it gets too complex.
Right.
But if all things are only accommodating me, they are accommodating me so that I can be separate and individual as I truly desire, and I can know myself by what accommodates or the accommodation that is occurring, either case.
Okay, yeah. So are you saying
you don't believe that, you don't understand that, it's meaningless to you.
Are you saying I can see myself in the accommodation of the universe all around me?
Couldn't you?
I think so, if I'm understanding that picture, the image I have, yes.
Well, then you've also then created another thing. Don't look within, look around.
That's exactly so, yeah.
Because how you are being accommodated in the universe by the things around you, they actually describe you.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, what did we just do?
Well, I mean, you changed the universe to, I think anyway, I see the image I have is a universe that's continuously always accommodating me, and I can see and understand myself in every moment all around, up to date, every moment.
I'm talking about a fundamental, am I not? I didn't talk about how you live or what you should do to live and what is right and what is wrong and what is good and what is bad. I talked about a fundamental aspect of your life. All things are accommodating you.
Yes.
They are not resisting you and they are not opposing you.
Which is what I've mostly thought. I've always thought that actually.
Is this all right?
Cool, yeah.
Then you are not in any way limited or restricted in life. Because life is always accommodating you. The whole universe always accommodates you. So how can you say I'm limited or restricted or having a physical body imposes on me? It's not.
Right. So any resistance I find is my own resistance, whether even if I don't know it.
Okay, now you see how we've just changed a lot of things relative to how you would know and understand your living or acting in life by dealing only with the foundation. Everybody has... Huh?
I say, yeah, what was interesting about that, though, is we didn't say a single thing about what I do or live. I see what you're saying there.
That's right. So every action, if I want to now talk about how you're living, every action, like I've said before, commands the universe, and it reacts to accommodate you, and in that, then, you have no restrictions, no problem, no difficult, no limitations. Whatever you are willing to act, the universe will accommodate you.
Okay, can I make a point of clarification here? So I noticed that we're talking about the universe, and earlier we were talking about a fundamental of me, or a foundation of me. So is this a foundation of me?
Yeah, you're always being accommodated. And then you took that to say, well, then that means that if I feel opposition, it's me opposing me, not the universe.
Uh-huh. Right.
So it's relative to you, then that is about the universe always accommodates you. At all things, no matter what happens in your life, that event. Well, we're getting a lot of screaming back feed and everything else. So where are we?
The universe always accommodates you. I was going to say, you know, understanding that it's like walking around always being enlightened every moment. You understand yourself at all times.
You can understand, doesn't mean you do understand. You have a way to understand yourself, but otherwise you have no real way of understanding yourself, because if you are separate and individual in the universe up to now, then what? And the minute you say, and almost every secret, mystery, or information about the universe says, hey, God exists, life is a oneness, or all things are interconnected, you're screwed in that regard. All of Einstein's, let's say, relativity, which made a big important splash in 05, maybe that's not true. Maybe you should look at Einstein's relativity in terms of accommodation, and maybe things are different.
Well, before you go there, I was just going to say, it's just the substantial difference that this fundamental puts into play. Every other, philosophy or religion or anything I ever heard said you have to go off and find enlightenment or self-understanding somewhere. And this puts it right here and now.
In every moment, in every understanding.
I mean, so completely different, yeah.
Is it possible for you to say, you know, the accommodation that I see in terms of the universe is fully describing me in that regard?
Right. So, yeah, so it's like if you go off looking for signs, you're just not seeing what's right in front of you. Every moment is full of information for you.
Do you have a self?
Do I have a self? Yes.
What's a self?
What's a self? A self is a...
Buddha said
itself.
Essentially, you can't hold it, you can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't feel it. What makes you think there's a goddamn self? There's no self. That's a lot of crap.
That's an interesting point.
Do you want a self?
I think so. In spite of what Buddha says, I think so.
Okay. Well, you know, all the religions say something very much like that because it's spiritual and you still can't understand it. Could you look at the things around you and see how you're accommodated and let that be a description of yourself?
Absolutely.
Are you willing to know yourself in that way?
Yeah, sure. Yes, I am.
But then you have to... you have to then quit. Well, there's no judgments in that. You have to quit your judgments and all the other ways that you use to define yourself or to see or understand what you can't see. But you can see
right.
How you're being accommodated in all things every day. And know in that it is accommodating yourself. Is that okay?
Yeah, wow, I actually get to see and understand myself.
Are you willing to live by absolutes in life?
I don't know what you mean by that.
By absolute what?
What? I didn't hear you, Simone.
You said, are you willing to live by absolute?
Yes.
And I didn't understand the last word.
Well, the absolute means this is true, it's always true, it's given, it's unchanging, it's... Are you willing to, like somebody would say, that's an absolute truth?
Oh, truth. I didn't understand truth. Okay. Yes.
No, I meant by absolute. But it's the same thing. It's an absolute truth. Are you willing to live by absolute truth?
And you mean by the absolute truth, the accommodation of everything around me?
I didn't ask you what I meant by that, but I'm asking you now, are you just for... The question, are you willing to live your life by absolute? Are there absolutes that you live? Are there absolutely unchangeables that you live? Or do you live all things relative?
That's a good question. I don't know what I do. I'm going to assume I live all things relative.
And therefore,
but I am,
everything is so complex, you can't understand. You can't understand your life. You can't understand what's going on. And you can't understand who you are or what you are doing.
That does seem to be the case. Yes.
Well, is it possible that if you were to live by absolute, not relatives, that in that then you would begin to, or be able to, uncomplex the Gordian knot of life?
Yeah, I think so.
You think
yeah,
so?
Yeah, I think so. Well, sure. I mean, for sure, I mean, the one thing that we've already said, the universe accommodates you, if that was an absolute, that already takes the question of searching for causes out of my life.
Oh, you see? And so, I'm saying, at the beginning, would you live by the absolute truth that the universe, in reacting, is only, and always, only accommodating you? And even if the shit hits the fan and somebody runs into your car and hits you and destroys your car, that is an event that is accommodating you, no matter how much you may hope to not be accommodating and accommodating yourself in that way.
Yeah.
No more excuses, no lie, deny, and hide the universe and everything in your life. Always accommodates you.
Right. That's a good one. No more lie, deny, and hide. Yeah. No more blame and accuse.
No more blame and accuse.
Yes.
And are you willing to say that as it accommodates you, you have independent existence?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm not affected by anything. It's accommodating me.
There you go, you see?
It cannot possibly be a victim.
So if you've been sick and crappy as I have for 5 weeks, that's accommodating you. That is not a bad happening or judgment or anything else. Can we say then that you have no restrictions or limitations in the universe? The universe is always accommodating the restrictions and limitations you are posing upon yourself.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's really
interesting. Andrew, you've disappeared from sound.
Yeah, sorry, I'm having to go back and forth between two things, but yeah, so that's very interesting.
Nothing ever opposes you?
That's an absolute. Nothing ever opposes you.
Such that you then cannot be discontent with what's going on?
Well, I was going to wonder about that, actually. It seems that, well, if I really understand this, then yeah, I guess not. I suppose I could pitch a fit, but I'd only be pitching it myself.
That's okay.
Well, I was just saying, this absolute doesn't necessarily eliminate judgment.
What?
I said this absolute doesn't necessarily eliminate judgment. I can still judge stuff.
Then you're not living accommodation, are you?
That's correct.
So, if you're living accommodation, then there is no judgment.
Wait. Right. So any judgment I notice I make shows me it accommodates what I'm living, which is other than accommodation. It's back to victim and it happened to me and something else.
So therefore, there are no judgments.
It's another revelation. Yeah, okay. I got you.
Is that okay?
That's just fine. Yeah, just fine. Makes things a lot simpler there.
Now, are you willing to say that this accommodation is available to you and to every other person equally?
Definitely.
No special knowledge, beliefs, or actions, or faith, or beliefs are necessary? Is that okay?
Definitely okay. Wow.
You're sure now?
Yeah, I can't think of any reason that wouldn't be.
Can you cut off in conversation, you or somebody else, or what you're reading, all thoughts outside of accommodation?
I'm sorry, did you say then therefore I cut off all thoughts outside of accommodation?
I said, can you cut off, no matter what you're saying or hearing or speaking or reading or whatever, can you cut off all thoughts that are not, or ideas or concepts that are contrary to accommodation.
Yeah, sure.
You sure?
No matter what. I think so, because no matter what I'm reading, clearly is.
Call me tomorrow morning, and I'll bet you can't last that long.
Okay. You want me to accommodate you that way?
Well, let's assume that for a minute. Then have we not spoken in terms of you are always being accommodated and everything you said, well, then this, and this, is only talking about the foundation of your life and hasn't spoken one word about how you should live that your life in being accommodated at all, every turn.
That's really clear, yeah.
Whereas most people begin with the underlying foundation is they're not being accommodated. They have to do the right thing. And therefore, everything they're talking about or doing is an attempt to do the right thing. And because they have no concept of the universe being accommodating.
Right, so they have to do something to get something that they don't yet have or do or something like that.
Well, can you say then that if the universe is always accommodating you, then there is nothing you ever have to do to get something?
Exactly. Right.
Are you willing to understand that only the discussion or living or understanding of the foundation of your life can offer you any real meaning or feelings of authority?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So,
hey, I realized something too. I guess whereas before I would say there's something I want that I don't have, all that's really showing me is that there's something that I am not living that I guess I'm thinking I'd like to live.
You see?
Something like that. Yeah. It's not a matter of wanting and getting. It's all a matter of self and living.
Or actioning that.
Yeah, actioning that.
Because we have a tendency to think, oh, well, I want that, so I'll pray for it. Or I'll hope, or I'll wish, or I'll keep living the way I'm doing, and with faith and trust and all of that. But the universe only accommodates your actions. It doesn't speak your language.
Right, very right. So there's your life without hope. Hope has no place in a universe that accommodates.
See?
Yep.
Can you understand then that prayer can't really work for you in that regard? How many other people claim that well, somebody was sick, so we prayed for them and they got well? The relationship between the they got well and prayer is there is no relationship between that.
Right, and faith doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Is this okay? Would you live your life without hope, faith, and trust?
Oh, trust, that's a good one. I didn't think about that. There's no place for trust.
You see? If what I talked about 10 years ago, if trust is an issue, you don't have trust.
Right. That's interesting.
So,
well, that's under this understanding, that's true of anything.
Then can you say that there is no meaning in what you are living, only in the foundation or absolute that you are living?
Oh, it's really weird. I never thought of that, but that's that's all it's ever been, yeah.
That you have no feelings of authority in terms of what you are living. All feelings of authority come from understanding, let's say, this foundational issue that you are always being accommodated. If you really consider that, keep that in your mind, repeat it, you're always being accommodated, doesn't that give you a sense of real authority?
Yeah. Hey, Raj, can I ask you a question since we're here now? Why would I not take this further and say it is a foundation of the universe, per se?
That doesn't matter. Because the universe, in only reacting in that regard, accommodates you. But I can say that the universe only reacts does not mean that that is the foundation of the universe. That's an action of it.
Oh, I see. It's a way of my living.
No, it is a way of the universe doesn't necessarily mean that it is foundational.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, that's kind of cool. All right.
What the problem is that then if we got into talking about foundational of the universe, then you would try to then live the foundation of the universe.
Right, that's a good point.
Then you would be as a particle in the universe, not as you.
I'd be as a particle in the universe and not as you.
The minute you live relative to the foundation of the universe, we could say, well, particles are the foundation of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
We could say data information is the foundation of the universe. So you would only be living data information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You've done enough of that. Could we not say, well, gee, maybe you've been data information for over 13 billion years, and now you come alive? Don't you want to understand the foundation of you in being alive?
Yes.
So you can live that?
Yes.
So.
Oh, I see. So like self, it's not something you can smell, touch, get your hands on, but it's something you can live.
See?
Yeah.
Is it possible that your greatest and finest emotion or feeling is not, let's call it love or something of that nature? It is only relative to or nor is it about what you're doing or who you're doing it at the time. It's only about the foundation of yourself.
Right? Only the foundation of myself, yeah.
So then, is it possible that the foundation for you may or may not be the same as the foundation for Simone?
Exactly so. That's a good point. Oh, there we are, being independent.
So, the universe may accommodate her or may not accommodate her how she chooses, but are you willing to live your accommodation?
Yes, I am.
Can you live being accommodated by the universe in a different way and manner than I do.
Well, let me see. That's kind of interesting. What is accommodating? Yeah. The accommodating per se? I don't know.
What?
I said, what is accommodated? Yes, I can live different than you. But the fundamental of being accommodated? I don't know.
Okay.
I took being accommodated as an absolute, and so I went across the board for me, for you, for Simone, for everybody.
That could be an absolute.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm saying. So you asked if I could live being accommodated different than you.
Yeah.
What is accommodated? Yeah, I could live different than you, yes.
So even with absolutes of that nature, they don't make us interrelated or dependent upon or anything else. So we can both live even the same absolute, and that doesn't tie us together.
Yeah, that's right. The fact is, it supports your individuality.
Well, you see already now how I live. Being accommodated starts to be an expression of me.
Yeah. So you could live free will, and I could live something else.
Free will too.
Be accommodated.
Is that okay?
Hey, that's just grand. Yeah,
Wait just a minute. Do you have any idea how the little word accommodating you, or that the universe always accommodates you, that one little word can change everything in your life?
Yes it does. Wow. I mean everything from the biggest to the smallest I can think of, yes.
Okay. How might you live accommodation differently than I do?
The my way of being alive.
What does that mean?
I could live as a 4 while you're living as a 5.
Don't give me that as an illustration and an example. I want you to talk to me. What does it mean? Describe how it is that I can live accommodation of the universe differently than you. If accommodation is an absolute, absolutely, absolutely given, and you cannot do otherwise than that, how can we possibly talk about living that absolute differently?
Well, so, like, for example, I guess I could live it as I can decide to live my life as a saint and be and do only saintly things. And that universe will accommodate me, and that's what I'll see revealed.
So,
somebody else could live.
Your beliefs and what you believe about yourself and life in life then is the way you are being accommodated.
My beliefs.
You believe you're a saint, so you live like a saint, and you are a saint. And you.
Oh, so that's interesting. I was just saying what I did, not what I believe.
Yeah, but you followed in what you did. You followed your belief.
Well, it's interesting.
So your beliefs are, in fact, entirely flexible.
Okay, yes.
But you think that your beliefs are absolute. You absolutely believe in right or the foundation of the universe is something you've got to know and live, or that God does or does not exist, or that on and on and on and on. And you won't change your belief. You believe in cause and effect, and you won't change your belief.
Oh, I see.
I'm saying hang on to your absolutes and let your beliefs be flexible.
Oh, that's interesting. So the absolute is not in and of itself a belief.
No, it's an absolute. It doesn't rise or doesn't lower itself to the level of belief. Beliefs allow you to live and express that absolute.
Okay. Interesting.
Is it possible that you, and I'm not going to tell you what you I'm talking
somebody's
about.
Somebody's doing a lot of, sorry Raj, if somebody's doing a lot of kitchen work and they go on mute, it's just overwhelming Roger sometimes. Sorry, thanks.
Okay, I wasn't getting kitchen work.
Well, whatever it was.
Okay, well.
Cracking and bank.
I've forgotten where I was going.
Well, we were leaving off that the beliefs are the absolutes don't rise or lower to the level of my beliefs.
Oh, are you willing to say, to consider then, that regardless of what you believe or who you believe you are an absolute?
I am an absolute?
Yeah.
What? Sure. That's interesting. Could you say that whole thing one more time? I think I got caught on the end.
Well, we talked in terms of life or the foundation of your life is an absolute, and that beliefs allow you to live that absolute any way you choose to live that absolute. I then asked you, could you consider that you are an absolute and that in the universe and that in terms of your beliefs you can live yourself as an absolute any way you truly desire?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yes.
Well, I don't necessarily mean it to make sense. Are you willing to consider it?
Absolutely.
Are you willing to then, now, could you go around and live your life today, no matter how you live your life today, of cause and effect or anything else, no matter how you do that, could you always keep in the back of your mind the absolute that the universe is always accommodating you?
Yeah.
That means you could live by cause and effect. You could be the biggest asshole in the world, but with the back of your mind you say you understand that the universe is always accommodating you in that.
Yeah.
Then my question to you is, if you think you could live your life in that way, could you live your life in such a way then that no matter what is happening to you, you are an absolute, no matter what is going on in your life?
Yes, I think, yeah, I can do that. I can see that.
What is there an absolute that you might choose to be?
Yes. So for me, that would be second coming.
I don't know.
One who's awakening others to their second coming. Yeah.
I hope not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As a description of me?
What? Because, Andrew, it's Monday. Sunday, I talk to you that if you give me the description in that way, you're going to always live by cause and effect. Because you defined it. You created an image of it. You created a picture of it. And then what you do is you try to do that. And you're living by cause and effect. If you're living by cause and effect, then you destroyed all concept of absolute. If you live by cause and effect, you have no concept of the universe accommodating you. So, everything I've said for the last hour just went down the tube.
All right. Okay. Then how could I speak of myself? Sorry, I think something to the effect you said was, is there a absolute that I would like to live as? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
So if I name it without describing any action associated with it, what does that do?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one that you're not the only one, but you are the one that I'm talking to right now that has no concept of leaving cause and effect alone. In terms of yourself.
Well, so what if I just said that my absolute was that I am life itself?
So, then what? What do you do? I didn't ask you that question. I asked you, is there an absolute that you would truly live, choose to be and live?
I think so. I just seem to get myself screwed up in cause and effect if I try to talk about it.
Could you always live only now for the moment? And we're playing what if. Could you always live by the absolute that the universe always accommodates you? And from that, see and understand who you are as an absolute.
Who you are as an absolute. Yeah, I guess so.
Could you then always live your life that the universe always accommodates you as the second coming? And in all ways, then, see from how the universe has accommodated you, who and what you are as the absolute of the second coming.
Certainly don't find there's a limitation or a cause in that. So yeah, I could see living that, yes.
So by knowing the end product in that regard, you set limitations on yourself.
Okay.
But by not setting the end product of the second coming in a certain way, you could still live the second coming, but be living it in a whole entirely different way that accommodates you more fully than you ever imagined. If you always kept in mind that no matter what is happening, the universe is always accommodating you as the second coming, what else do you need to do? Follow every step, every second of accommodation and see what happens.
Right. There's nothing you need to do, yeah. Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Then we're saying that if you do that in accommodating you, there are no restrictions and limitations.
Okay.
But the minute you set the what you are accommodating and describe that image per se, then you've created restrictions and limitations for yourself.
The minute I describe it?
The minute you describe it past that I'm the second coming who is awakening others to sound such on, you've limited yourself to that.
I can see that, yeah. Hey, question then. What happens then when you ask me for an image of that?
What?
So then what does that do when you ask me for an image of that? If I say what I am and you say, what is that? Who is that? Give me an image.
You tell me, you describe to me how the universe is accommodating you.
Oh, I see. So it could be different all the time.
It could very well be. Would that be too bad?
No, I don't guess it would be too bad. Because I certainly see how if I have to do it a certain way, that limits me all the time.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's say then this. Fundamentally, how would you want to see and know things? Would you want to know things as they are or as you are?
As I am.
Why?
I guess I don't really care how things are. I really am interested in how I am. That tells me everything I need to know, or want to know.
Well,
the only thing that matters to me, I guess.
If you know how they are, can you not really understand in each event how you are being accommodated?
Yes. Yep.
Then wouldn't you want to know how they are rather than how you are?
Yes. Wait. So wouldn't I want to know how they are rather than how I am?
Yeah.
I see. Sure, because if I know how they are, I do know how I am.
You see? That accommodated you, didn't it?
Yeah.
And if you want to see all things as you are, that didn't tell you anything.
All right.
So knowing
what would happen though, Roger? Excuse me, Raj. So what would happen if I decided that I was living at this moment in a certain way? Would that tell me what things are? Because that's how I'm living, and I know I'm being accommodated.
You got that all screwed up.
All right. I was just wondering if it worked forwards and backwards.
I'm not interested in that. Repeat what you said.
I said if I decide to live in a certain way in this moment, and I know how I'm living, does that tell me how things are? Because I know I'm being accommodated.
Don't you see the complexity of what you just said by intermixing three different concepts all together? You've made that question and the whole thing so complex. And the reason you've made it complex, and I'm going to tell you for the 4,700,000th time, because you're justifying cause and effect, and you won't live that. You won't leave that.
I would really like to see how you see that. I don't doubt it. I just can't see it right now. Cause and effect specifically.
If you started with the, if I know how things are, then I can live that. So that's the cause and effect, how they are. Then you can live that and know yourself. Isn't that a cause and effect in a sense? Knowing what the effect is, so that then you can live that and know yourself.
I didn't think that's what I said, but I can see.
Well, that's the way it came across to me. If you didn't say that, try again.
All right. Say I decide to live in a certain way right now.
What's that?
Knowing that
whoa.
All right.
If you decide to live in a certain way, finish the sentence. What way? And the minute you finish that sentence, you're only going to give me an end product, and then try to do that.
Oh.
Now, you can speak other than that, but you see, you stopped, and I'm now asking you, don't stop there. I won't ask. If I decide to live in a certain way, now finish that sentence. Don't go and then. No, I want you to finish the sentence. What way? How way?
Yeah, it will be a particular thing.
But you can live in a certain way, can you not? We've spent an hour and plus talking about that. Could you, if I decide to live in a certain way, the certain way is that all things accommodate me. But you don't do that. You don't go to a actual way. You always go to a end product, and then you're living by cause and effect, and then I can do so and so.
Yeah, a certain doing, a certain product.
Right.
Okay, got it.
So you say, how do you answer the question? I live in the way that all things accommodate me. Then no matter what you are doing, yes, you do know yourself. You do understand it by looking at the way you are being accommodated.
Okay.
Well, since sensing your environment is fundamental, how would you have that be?
Since sensing my environment is fundamental,
isn't it?
I would have that, yeah, I guess I would have it be that I'm always sensing that I'm being accommodated.
But you see, you got it right, but you got it wrong. I asked you, how would you have it be? I didn't ask you how you would have that you sense it. How would you have that environment be?
An environment that's accommodating me.
So, what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
How would you have yourself be?
That I am accommodating me as well.
Maybe I'll accept that. How would you have your body be?
The body is only accommodating me. Whatever it is.
Is that okay? Would you want your body to always be accommodating you?
Yeah. Yes, I would. That's interesting.
Yeah, doesn't it? See?
I know, because certainly changes what I think about what I'm doing when I think of, like, what my body's doing, yeah.
How would you have your family and intimate relationships be?
Yeah, those are only accommodating me. Whatever they are, that's accommodating me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am.
Who are they accommodating?
Well, that's an interesting question.
You see, I said accommodating you. You didn't ask me who is the you that I am talking about. And you keep talking about accommodating me. But you haven't told me who to me you're talking about.
Well, Raj, I guess I think it is that whichever me I'm identifying, loner body to abiding self, it is accommodating whatever self I'm centering on at that time.
Why? Because if you do that, you don't know, you never know anything. You must pick a fixed point of relativity to know or understand anything in your life. So who are you willing to live? Who you are, or think you are, or act as you are, or fundamentally who you are?
I think I'll go further with, personally, with fundamentally who I am.
So when we talk about the fundamentals of your life, we're talking about, let's say, your true self, your abiding self, your fundamental absolute self.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's just fine, yeah.
Could you live your regular life in Honolulu and also always be aware that of your universal or fundamental self.
Yep. I think so.
So you could do anything you wanted in the same way as you could, as you would say, I can live my life any way I wanted to, and always at the same time realize I am being accommodated, then you could live your life in any way you wanted, and always realize the fundamental abiding self that is you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I could.
But you
do
it.
That's a nifty way to do it.
You what?
I say that's a nifty way to do it. I could really see then my life is really not what I'm doing. It's who I'm living that I see accommodated all the time, no matter what I'm doing.
So in that then, seeing how you are being accommodated, you could see and know your fundamental self, your abiding self.
And never lose sight of it. Yeah.
Do you think then that, since you truly desire to be eternal or continuous?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Abiding, can I go there?
Or abiding, yeah. Since you truly desire to be abiding, in that regard, can you in any way say then that the universe is not accommodating you?
Can I say that it's not accommodating me? Nope. No, it is accommodating me.
But you're going to die.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. See, the loner body is going to die, yes.
No, you are going to die.
Which you?
You tell me. And if you're going
I'm living an abiding self.
What? No, as far as you're... As far as you're concerned, you are going to die.
Alright.
At the present time, you can't get past that.
Okay.
So then, let's assume you can't get past that. If you want the universe to accommodate you in terms of being an abiding being, what do you suppose you must do?
Live myself as an abiding being.
Can you do every crappy little cause and effect thing in your life and realize at the same time that you are an abiding being?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
So all of a sudden, what you do in your life doesn't seem to matter.
Right. I got my eye on...
What?
I'm just saying that I would have my eye on, that the universe is always accommodating me as an abiding being, and I'm doing all the stuff I'm doing all the while.
But if you keep your focus on being an abiding being.
I think that's true, yeah. I keep putting my focus onto my own body and what I'm doing.
That's right. You do that and you throw it all away because what you really want is continuing or your abiding self in that regard. But you then take your focus off that and put it on to your loner body.
Right. So, yeah, so, like, I don't change myself, but I accommodate the focus that I want, and I can, and I stay with that.
How can you live as an abiding being?
Well, I suppose by that we mean more than just telling myself I am that. I think I relate to everything as what it's revealing about the abiding being that I am.
But you can't do that.
Can't.
You will always relate to your loner body and self. That's all you know. Do you really, 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 really think that the ancestors that are shown in your genetic makeup that came down through your parents understood anything about their being an abiding being anywhere?
No, I don't think so, no.
So then you don't have that concept at all.
Okay, I'll agree with that.
So then loner body gets in the way. Loner beliefs get in the way.
All right. That seems to be so.
So then it seems to me that the first thing you have to do is let go of your death grip on your loner body self and regenerate that self as an abiding being.
Okay, so though I don't know anything other than my loner self, I regenerate as an abiding being.
Yeah.
Assuming that my body, mind, self, emotions, life, perceptions are going to accommodate that.
Didn't say that. I said the universe accommodates you. I didn't say that you accommodate you. That might be true. Mm-hmm. But we haven't talked about that.
I mean, I definitely feel like I understood what you said, but I can't describe it to myself how I let go and regenerate. I mean, I'll try to get that past you, but if you say again that I only know my loner body and self, I have to admit that's true.
Okay, then how do you regenerate?
Okay. I live only those things that I would be willing to do forever and ever. Those things I'm truly proud of.
Well, don't necessarily mix those two together, but okay, if you only action those things that you'd be willing to be and live as in a forever and ever as an abiding being.
Yes.
Then,
okay.
Then as your body cells fall off and are discarded, and you create new stem cells, you program those new stem cells in that way, do you not?
I think so. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay.
such that your body then and all of your thinking is able to live as an abiding being.
Okay. Yeah. Can I ask you a question then?
Yeah.
So, right. So let's say I always have this problem of saying, okay, so I would live as Second Coming and I describe that by a certain action and I try to cause myself to be that, okay?
Okay.
So, let me see here. So, though I may not know, okay, so somehow I find the idea of Second Coming is, that's all right, that sits with me pretty good. I don't necessarily even know what it means, but I could, say, set that as my point of relating to myself and everything, and live only those things I'd be willing to do forever and ever. And in that, then I may understand what that means.
Let's see. Let's go through all that verbiage, which is crap shit. So, are you willing to be Second Coming?
Yeah, I am.
Are you willing to live as a Second Becoming?
If I have an image of that as being a regenerating self, is that...
So second becoming gives you even a greater image than Second Coming.
Certainly a clearer one, yeah. I could see myself in the Second Becoming. I could see myself always living what I'd be willing to be and live forever and ever, and generating myself at each moment of the way.
You see how quickly then, instead of saying, well, then I show others to their awakening and etc., you got away from that and got into talking fundamental issues and say, and I could easily understand that and live that.
It is funny. There's a lot of stuff around Second Coming that I can't see through, but Second Becoming, sort of more self-evident to me, that way of saying it or describing it.
Then, if you, just for the moment...
Oh, Roger. Hey, I got it. That right. See, when I say Second Becoming, I see emergence. That's what I see.
You see?
All the time.
You see?
I really do.
And when you did it the other way, you tried to give it an image that you could cause.
Well, yeah, or one that I had to live up to or see myself doing before I could say I was it, yeah. And that was terminal.
Well, let me ask
terminal you, meaning like it was limited to a certain set of things.
Would Second Becoming...
Oh.
Would that limit you and restrict you in any way?
No. And what's really interesting is I could apply that to anything at any moment. I was thinking about that all day, like, how would I apply Second Coming to this? But Second Becoming, I could really see emergent and being an agent of emergent as you truly desire in everything.
Yeah, you could even, in that regard, change everyone else merely by preaching that the universe always accommodates you.
Yeah, I already went there. That's right. Yeah, I mean, those two things alone, that's pretty powerful stuff. Or, I mean, for me, that's pretty, what do you call it, enlivening stuff, awareful stuff all the time.
Yeah, and it's something you can live and sense yourself being and living that without creating an image of yourself that you had to cause.
Right, exactly. Oh, so, I see. It's an up to the minute. It's an up to the second. It's never stuck in tradition or memory.
It's fundamental.
Yeah, there you go. It's fundamental.
You see?
Well, now that's a different image. I'm glad you thought of that.
Well,
that's good. You know, I really
wait a minute. Don't say that to me. I want you to go back and describe to me your original image of Second Coming that I pissed on.
You mean like the Jesus form?
Showing everybody that what?
Oh. So they refine this as the beginning of their Second Coming.
Then isn't that a Second Becoming?
Isn't that a Second Becoming? Oh, I think it is. Yeah, it certainly gives me a way to do that even.
So all I've done is express your Second Coming in a way in which you can sense that and feel that and live that without creating an image of that to cause.
That you did. I definitely see that as a way that does not require an image. But you can put a lot of images to it.
That's right.
But any image is not it. Any image is just an expression of the moment of it.
Ah. You see? So you're you haven't limited it to a particular way or image or showing.
No, you haven't. That's kind of cool. And I could put that in any context.
So living your life today and concerning yourself with your life today in that regard limits and restricts you dealing fundamentally with what you are doing, expands you, and gives you a sense of yourself that is tremendous.
I mean, really, right on the cutting edge of life. That's neat.
Yeah, and it all begins by the one word is that, in that then, life is accommodating you, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe how much I limited myself down from this.
You see? As soon as you begin to understand that, you see how creating an image of what you want to do or become and then trying to arrive at that really limits you down.
Yep. Wow.
So we can say second becoming in that is a noun. A second coming is being a second coming is a noun.
Okay.
Being a second becoming is a verb.
Yeah.
And the action of that verb awakens all sorts of things in a universe that accommodates you.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's interesting, too. I can see how a noun is something you might try to attain or possess, but a verb is something you can always live.
You see?
No matter what you're attaining or possessing, the verb is livable.
So then we can say for a minute that no matter what you're doing in your life, no matter what you are attaining or possessing or doing, you can always be the verb, the fundamental aspect of yourself.
Well, yeah, and it's sort of so absolute that there's no growing, developing, or becoming any greater than that. You're always, if you will, the what? Ultimate of that action.
You see?
It's an absolute. It's an absolute. That's all I'm saying. There's no more or less of that. There's no getting more, bigger, evolving, any of that stuff.
But your beliefs. But your beliefs allow you to express yourself or that absolute in infinitely different ways.
Yeah, but no matter, yes.
But no matter what different ways you express yourself, you are knowing and feeling and understanding that you are that absolute.
Right. See, what that thing you said a bunch of years ago, the greater is not lesser, unless it is lesser than whatever it was. I can live greater or lesser all the time. It's just fine.
You see?
Because no matter what you do,
you understand the fundamental you.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're living, you are living that fundamental you no matter how you live your life.
Yeah, you know, I really can see what you're talking about now when you say that, like, the Pope or Pavarotti or these people have achieved a lot, but it had nothing to do with them.
So,
whereas something like this always has to do with you.
So this always has to do with you, and no matter what, let's say, degree of you attain to in that regard, you've lived and are living your meaningful awareness and your happiness.
And in that,
no matter what you do, you're not discontenting yourself.
Yeah, right. I mean, I was going to say, if there was ever a idea, I guess, of what I thought it'd be like to be reborn in a life, it would be like this.
You see?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you were ever going to be reborn in a life, would you want to be reborn in an environment other than an environment that always accommodates you?
Oh yeah, no way. No, that's an absolute. That's a must-have.
So that then, when life created the universe in order to create a constant and reliable environment, is it possible that if if the universe always accommodated you, you can see that as a constant and reliable environment to be alive in?
I was wondering about that. Because, I mean, there's fires and hurricanes and lightning strikes that I would have said, well, that's not very reliable, but if it's always accommodating me, then it's entirely reliable.
You see? That's the important thing.
I got you now. Yeah, if I didn't have that piece, that doesn't make sense. But with that piece, it all makes sense.
Because in God's universe, these things happen to you. And in life's universe, as we're talking about it, they are accommodating you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of realized, too, if you live in a universe that doesn't accommodate you, no matter what you do, you're already limited.
And you're constantly struggling against the universe.
Yeah, only in a universe that always accommodates you are you unlimited no matter what you do.
You see?
Simplest thing in a universe that accommodates you is completely unlimited.
You see?
Yeah. We spend so much time struggling against limits, even when we're not consciously thinking about it. We are.
All right, let me ask you a question. Could you live as an abiding... Do you think you could live as an abiding being in the universe of God and death?
Could I live as an abiding being in the universe of God and death? No, I don't think I could.
But you could live in a universe that always accommodates you. Is this not true?
Yeah.
Could you live in the universe that always accommodates you in a universe of God and death.
Yeah, I think you could do that.
So
yeah.
You could carry your own universe around with you.
Yeah. Hey, can I add some here?
Yeah.
Living in a universe that accommodates me in a universe of God and death, that's what we're saying. But living that as second becoming, that is an abiding.
Yeah.
That way is an abiding.
You see?
An abiding way, yeah. Would change my identity or my sense of myself.
Well, we haven't heard from anybody else, so I hope if all they're listening, they gain something out of this. While we're still ahead, we might as well stop there for tonight, okay?
Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you. Thanks for the time on that one. Thank you.
Okay.
It really helps.
Well,
what?
Good job, Andrew.
No, you guys all accommodated. You guys all accommodated, so thank you very much.
Very accommodating.
Okay. Well, you see, that one little word changed everything in your, it can change everything in your life and every awareness of the universe that you've ever had.
Yeah, what it did, though, is it got me clued off to looking at how I try to say or describe things as, am I nouning it or is it an action?
That's right, and all I've ever said, you can't know what a thing is until you know what it's used or what it's used for or how you use it. So you can't know you as a noun. You can only begin to know you as a verb. And you know that by the universe always accommodates you, then it is showing you to your actions. And your actions and the accommodation then describe you.
Right. And so then, and living as an abiding being has nothing to do with a noun, it is an actioning.
You see?
That's a clue. If I'm nouning it, then I'm screwing myself into. Now you can't abide.
You're screwing yourself into cause and effect.
Well, let me
ask you, in what ways were you accommodated tonight? And the first thing you better do is you better thank Karen.
Why?
Because she said good job, and you were accommodated because this is the first time you really, 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 really did a good job and then didn't screw up with cause and effect and yeah, but.
Well, I gotta say, you know, what you put together and the image that...
I didn't put it together.
You didn't?
No.
Oh,
I followed you.
Okay.
Karen understood that. Why don't you understand it? You put it together. I merely accommodated you.
All right.
Okay.